All right, guys, so let's get into the... Yeah, but Diablo, I said two words. One, two, three. All right, guys, so let's get into the juicy, messy question of the day. And this is a very controversial one to me. Would you stay with your...
What is so controversial about it? There is...
I fucked up.
No, but...
That was good, though.
Yeah. Yeah, but do that. Do that again. That's definitely dope. I was definitely good right there. All right, guys, but let's get into the messy question of the day, which is a juicy one for this episode, which is kind of controversial.
What makes it so controversial? I just feel like there's a simple answer to it. Like, I don't get it.
I mean, simple answer to you, but remember, there's like so many different people and everybody thinks so different because, to be honest, you might say something right now, but then other people probably do different from what you would do. You feel me? And the question is, would you stay with your spouse if they cheated on you? I mean, I know what my answer would be off the bat.
Would you stay with the person that cheated on you?
We're going to answer that after we come back from the music break. No. We're going to... All right, so we're just going to do it right away? All right, so... All right, so we're going to do it again. So the messy question of the day today is, would you stay with your spouse if they cheated on you? And have you cheated before? And your reasons why? Have you cheated before?
Yeah, I'm not even going to lie.
Yeah, I have.
I cheated before.
How many times? You got caught or you're just saying you cheated but you didn't get caught?
No, I cheated and we both got caught, to be honest.
Oh, like, so it was, yeah. Damn, some four-way shit. Felices los cuatro, ya. I see. But yeah, I cheated OD and got caught every single time.
How many times you cheated? I mean, I only cheated once.
My last relationship.
You don't learn from me. I'm about to keep it real. Come on.
I'm about to keep it real. And hopefully if that person watches, they're going to be tight. But I personally don't care. I cheated 12 times in my last relationship.
Oh my God. What is going on? You should be ashamed of yourself.
I was a savage. Savage.
You was crazy. A savage mode OD.
Yeah, and every single time this girl caught me, yo, and I would do
and
the most.
No offense to your girlfriend, but what the fuck is going on? She still stood?
Yeah, she stood. Well, she didn't stay after the last one.
Well, obviously, right?
You know what's crazy? The last one I didn't even really do. The shorty actually lied, but she believed it. But, you know, I don't blame her. I did it 12 times already. Like, of course. Yeah, but I stood. You see?
You probably felt like the man, too. Like, yeah, I got this bitch under my arm.
Nah, not even. I never thought like that. Would you stay?
I know there's niggas that think about
But
that.
If you catch your boyfriend cheating, let's say you got 4 to 5 years with this dude.
No, doesn't answer. That's it. There's no, don't need to repeat that.
You see,
no.
I'm like that, too. Like, she could have did one little thing, maybe not even gave him sex, and I would have not stayed. But, like, she literally called me. With pictures, videos, messages, voice notes on WhatsApp. Yo, that's crazy. But nah, I would not stay. Not even. If she just kissed somebody, I'll be out. Hell no. But yo, shout out to you though. You got a lot of patience. I'm not gonna say your name.
I was just gonna say that. Like, hello, you didn't like put yourself in her shoes. I mean, obviously you just said that you wouldn't. What the fuck made her? I'm sorry, but I just want to know what made her stay after, like, the second time.
Well, you know. I'm not going to say why.
No, not even.
Just so y'all know, I'll be putting in my work, you know.
Putting in work or not, I don't give a fuck. I'm sorry.
The D be good, though, my nigga.
Some people stay because
the D be good.
No.
If
you're putting that, that's the only thing in a relationship, no.
Nah, it's not. I'm just joking. It's not just that. You know what it is? I think some people have to, throughout time, they get so used to being with somebody that they...
Yeah, that's true. That they just got, like, the comfort is...
Yeah,
just...
they be in the comfort zone, and then they tell themselves, I'll never find somebody after this. Like, and that's bullshit.
Obviously. Hello.
Because if I found 12 people while I was with somebody, then you could definitely find somebody after that one person. You feel me, my G? Like...
I mean, hello.
Yeah. All right. Oh, okay, yeah, that's dope. How you felt when you cheated on your boyfriend?
I felt horrible.
For real, you felt bad?
To be honest, it wasn't even like he was my boyfriend type shit. It was just somebody that was mainly there.
Yeah, so you kind of had the relationship. Yeah, I just didn't make it kind of official.
Kind of. Kind of, yeah. You can say that. Say like.
And how did he catch you? How do you catch each other? But yeah, just explain that to me.
Okay, first of all, I caught him because we was in his house chilling one day, and just a shorty just pops up out of nowhere, like
to his crib. Oh, that's wild! I never.
How are you going to tell me that you have your own crib, but a shorty?
He was living with shorty in the crib.
A whole bitch, a whole shorty, a whole everything, dude. Like,
yo, you gangster, bro. I would never do that. You wildin'.
I feel like I was, you know, Queen Petty over here. I got him bad. I got him back real bad.
With one of his boys, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like that. To be honest, I feel like that's about to come to me too. But it's cool. I already mentally accepted it if it comes.
But nah, at that point, I was like really petty, and at that, Nicki Minaj was in my head a lot at that moment. So,
you see that music? That music be affecting the youth.
I was so young, though, guys. I'm not like that at all. I'm so much mature now.
That's what they all say. But yo, when I cheated, every single time, to be honest, I felt OD bad. Like, I even regretted doing it every single time. But I don't know what it is inside of me. It's like, I just kept doing it.
I don't know what. You have no heart, dude. Like, your heart is blue or something. Like, you had no compassion for
yourself. No, I do have compassion because after I did it, like, I would feel so bad and I would, like, do mad.
But you will, just fuck out of here with this feeling bad. Like, you would keep doing it and doing
it. You want me to be honest with you? You know what's my reason why I cheated so many times?
Yeah, what is your reason?
The first 6 times, I was just being a dickhead.
Like I said, the first 6 times.
But after that, after the 6th time, because I remember all the conversations. After the 6th time, and she sat me down, like, I'm like, nah, I'm messing up OD bad. She's not even doing that bad. Let me chill. Yo, I stood mad calm for like 7-8 months. Yo, but I know I'm Spanish and Spanish people exaggerate, but I'm not about to exaggerate this. Every day for those 7 to 8 months, I got bitched at.
I mean, hello.
But my nigga, for 7 to 8 months, you're gonna bitch.
But like, you were going to expect her to, after finding out that you was cheating on times, I don't know what made you stay for that long anyways. I would have, after the second time, I've been a listen. Boom, boom, boom. If you want it, boom, boom. This is what you got to do. If you don't do it, deuces. But, yeah, that's...
Yeah, but you know what it is? Like, when somebody cheats on you and you make that conscious decision of staying with them, it's cool. You're going to have your little insecurities and you're going to fight here and
there. It's not even that. It's just like, after the 6th time that I found out somebody was cheating on me, the trust wouldn't even...